And are you moving again?
No, we're stopped here, Joe. I'll let you know when we move.
Roger.
Joe, these small fresh craters that we've commented on, whatever caused them must create or indurate the soil into the rocks, create its own rocks. So there's just a concentration of rocks around the very fresh ones. And small, I'm talking about maybe a foot, 3 feet in diameter.
Roger, Jim. Sounds very plausible.
Russia.
Can you ready to hear me, buddy?
Yeah. Get it?
Yep.
EVA-1. Right there by you?
Yeah.
Here, hold my seat, Bill. Got it? Mark, we're moving.
Roger, Mark.
Ahead, Jim, looks like about 10 meters across, and it's got up to 6-inch frags around the rim. Maybe 15-20% of the rim has frags in it, but nothing, no significant ejecta blanket, which I think is typical of all these around here. That one looks like it's maybe a meter and a half deep. Yeah, we can't get in it. I bet it has glass in it, too.
You know, you can almost tell the ones that are going to have glass by looking at them before you get there.
That's right, sure can.
Yeah, they're
to about 11 or 12 clicks on that last burst.
Roger, Jim, and standing by for amps reading.
Roger. At any particular speed, Joe?
Give us anything.
Okay, right now we're going at 10 clicks, and I'm reading about 10 amps.
Roger, sounds consistent.
Clicks equal kilometers per hour.
Keep on the motor temp.
Must be that smooth driver.
Okay, we're 1.7, so we got Riesling. It should be near Riesling.
Yeah.
In fact, we ought to be, Riesling ought to be off to our right.
There's a pretty sharp one right there. Not that it's not big enough, though.
Oh.
10 clicks or 10 kilometers.
Being 013 to the lamp, and we're at 1.6.
Would be
Riesling.
Okay, agree, Jim. It should be about a 125 meter crater.
12 now.
Gee, I don't see it, do you?
Oh, there's one over here at 2 o'clock that looks fairly deep, but might.
It's deep, but it's not near that big. It's
oh,
only
that large, no?
Like 10, 15 meters across.
I haven't really seen any large enough that we'd call Riesling, Joe.
Okay, Jim, it may just be hidden by the undulations.
That could be.
And there are those.
Current heart rate 68 for the commander, 75 for the LMP.
I kind of get the impression, Dave, we're going, it's almost like, well, there's depressions, and then there's the rises, and they're generally perpendicular to our direction of travel.
Yeah? Now that you mention it, you're right. It sure does seem that way, doesn't it? We're just going up and down the no, what's the frequency? Oh, watch out. Hang on. On that one. Hang on to the next one.
Like, just small valleys that are trending up slope, Joe. And we go down low enough so we can't see the limb anymore. Won't see until we get on top of the next rise. They're very gentle valleys.
And they're about, what'd you say, 60, 70 meters across?
Yeah. Looking from the east here, there's just a general rise to the east. It looks like, oh, 2 or 3%. Notice that, Dave?
Yeah, up to,
the base of the Apennine.
Yeah,
and there's the general,
right up to the Swan Range there.
Yeah. So when we go out on EVA 2, why, it'll be uphill going out, probably downhill all the way back.
That's nice. Oop, there's a shocker. Boy, what a great suspension system this thing is.
It'll be a tremendous view back to the limb when we get out to the last station on EVA 2. Rather than this being the plains as such, I get the idea it's the base of a very gentle talus slope.
Yeah, that's That's right. We're not on a flat plain. It looks like it slopes down from the Swan Range over there into the rill, and then when you get to the rill rim, there's another slight break down to a sharp break. And the slight break goes maybe 50, 60 meters, and then you drop off steep into the rill. It doesn't look like we're in a basin so much, although if I look to the left, Jim, I can see a rise up to the rill. So there might be a rise, you know, there at the rail. Yeah.
Right.
Rise at the rail, but you're definitely right. We're traveling on a slope to the left right now. And boy, you really get that impression that you, you know, you look east, look up south. Yeah, you sure do. I can't believe we came over those mountains. We did. It's just a beautiful little valley. Yeah, those are pretty big mountains to fly over, aren't they? Here's a nice subtle crater with about 70 meters across with a sharp 15 meter one in the rim that scattered debris out. But no big ejector blanket, no rays. We can't see the limb now. And we're traveling at about 12 clicks. Degrees 4.7. So right over the next rise, we should see home plate. And I think I see in the surface here liniments that are trending about northwest southeast. Jim, you get that feeling?
Not very distinct, is it?
That index, position is, I guess we're just a little east then. Land. I think the position they have ticked out is pretty good. That's close, but it looks like it might be a little south.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, we're our nav system's starting to wander now. We got a range of 0.2 and a bearing of 34, and we're heading about 015 into the limb, and it's just almost in front of us. So I think it's done very well, though. Hey, you know, I think I almost landed in a crater, Jim. Look at the one on the right there.
Yeah.
You better just gone down another,
Yeah, I have that on the map.
You really?
You know, it's just west. Looks like it's just west. Northwest of Index.
Yeah. Okay, come back here and we want to park it across toward the outside side. Okay, swing around. Yeah, I landed right in a little bench there, huh? No wonder.
Just on the northwest rim of that crater.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping. I think I saw it, big crater. I was hoping by keeping like a foot per second forward all the way in it. It's out of something right there. Yeah, we're back at the lab, by the way.
Okay, Dave, good news. Thank you.
I'll park out here a little ways, Jim. There's a lot of glass fragments around here.
Yeah.
More than I've seen any other... Yeah, that's Index over there, and this is the one that's northwest of Index. Gee, that puts us,
You know what?
That puts us, really at, position D.
Yeah,
see, at the, 755 and Baker Queen.
Yeah, and, you know, I can see why now.
I thought that was Salute, because Index is so subtle, and there's another one that is just to the north of Salute, which I was going to call the landing site. Okay, we're parked.
Okay, Dave and Jim, you're certainly very close there, and we can sort out the details of that later. Dave, when you turn on the TV, could you police the TV cables for us again? We think that we may be hung up again, and we need a status check on your from both of your EMUs, please.
Okay, Joe. We'll do all that. Okay, here are the rover readings. 315-059-103-001. 100, 107, 95, and 95, and motor temps are both lower limit.
Roger, and that lower limit's okay.
No, my EMU flight. Careful, Jim. Come on. Go easy, babe. Nice and easy now, huh? Let me look at your camera. That's fresh out. Just hop up of that thing with Grace on the ballerina. Brush on your RCU.
Okay, and while you're brushing it, Dave, we need a plus check.
Yeah, Roger, I got flags are clear. I've got 40% and 3.85.
Sounds good.
Right here, Jim, let me get your... Okay, I'm 3.85 on pressure. Flags are clear, and I'm reading 45%.
Okay.
Camera, so when you take those pictures, it's not...